visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.
All guests appearing in studio on Jets Talk Live will receive a pair of Inspiration headphones by Monster. Inspiration, serious audio, high style.
So you just heard it at the news conference. Rex Ryan says it's a new beginning for the New York Jets. Rex, you're entering your fifth season. Why would you say that?
Well, it really is, and I think that's the approach that I'm taking, 100%. That you know, obviously, there's a lot of change. You know, from the general manager, all three coordinators are new, but it's also like it's an exciting time. You know, for me that. You know, I was given this opportunity, and that's exactly how I'm approaching this, that, you know, hey, we're going to be a dangerous football team. And I'm just telling you that, and a dangerous team in the fact how we're going to play, that the passion we're going to play with, the type of energy, the creativity, and unpredictability, I think is going to be what we're going to stand for. The same thing that we talk about that, you know, I've put into our defense and we've had really with special teams, we're going to take that same approach to our offense. And I think where I failed, I think a lot of times I might have held this team back a little bit in that approach, you know, the ground and pound or whatever it was. But no longer, that's not going to be the case, that that we're coming out swinging. And I think our fan base, I know, I listen to our fans. I was a fan also and just been – incredibly, you know, fortunate to be given this opportunity. But I'm going to make the most of it. And I understand. I listen to them. You know, there were times last year we were embarrassed as a football team, as a fan base, an organization, and all that. We're not going to be anymore. We're going to let it fly. There is no question. And, you know, we might not win, you know, every game, but we're certainly going to give every single thing that we have. And we're going to be a team that our fan base can be proud of. You know, we're not going to be bullied by other teams. And I can tell you that right now. We are not going to be bullied by other teams. And
Seem recharged, reinvigorated. Oh. What's happened over the past week when you had time to get away from the complex and just get away, but then take a look at your team and what was going through your head?
Well, I think, you know, the big thing is just be true to myself that, you know, I always said that one day, you know, 15 years from now, I'm going to walk out this building and know that I gave everything I had and that this is exactly the, you know, how I wanted this team to be. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what we're going to do on the field. I think now being together, and I've had some players like, you know, why not the same mentality on offense that we take on defense? And you're exactly right. That's exactly the mentality that we're going to take. And obviously, we know it works on defense. You know, we've been, you know, last year we were eighth in the league, I guess, or seventh or eighth in the league in defense, which is not up to our standards. But I have a feeling when we get a certain player back that those numbers are going to come back. But we're going to attack more. We're going to even attack more on defense. You know, like it's here we come. So as soon as that ball is kicked off, we're going to attack you on special teams, offense and defense. And at the end of the day, we'll see who's got more points than the other team.
You're going to be working with a new GM this year. Mm-hmm. I know you enjoyed working with Mike Tannenbaum.
Absolutely.
And we're honored to get this opportunity to be the Jets head coach. Look, going forward, what's your approach going to be with this new GM?
Well, I hope it's the exact same. You know, I really appreciated, you know, Mike Tannenbaum. Everything he did, you know, for me, he was absolutely a tremendous help for me. And almost like, you know, we were shoulder to shoulder. And look, you make a thousand, you know, decisions. But every decision we made was a Jet decision. And, you know, some of them never worked out, you know. But I'll say this. I certainly appreciate, you know, Mike and everything that he did and, you know, for this organization and everything he put into it and everything he did for me personally. You know, those are – I think he'll be a lifelong friend without question. I respect the heck out of Mike. And at the same time, I'm so looking forward to the opportunity of working with the new general manager. And it works when, you know, obviously there's going to be a great deal of respect that I have, you know, for that position. At the end of the day, he's responsible for a great deal. You know, the general manager is responsible for, you know, for the players and, you know, and all that type of stuff. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the partnership, you know, and I think that's what it is. And I think from the organization, from top down, from Mr. Johnson all the way down, I think it is a partnership.
Ultimately, you're going to decide who your coaches are, mm-hmm. but you are going to lean on the new GM in the process as well?
Absolutely. I think it's always great to get different perspectives. Maybe there's people that he's familiar with. I want to just kind of broaden that search, if you will, and definitely take his input without question. At the end of the day, that, you know, if it's done in a timely fashion or whatever, that would be ideal. But if it you know, stretches quite a bit longer, I have to be ready to pull the trigger myself, and I will be ready for that. But absolutely, I'm looking forward to, you know, to getting, you know, his input.
On offense, you want a leader who you said is going to be unpredictable, going to be attacking, just the way you approach the defensive side of the ball. You just started putting together a list. Do you have some names in mind?
I tell you know what? I really have just scratched the surface, you know. So I think that's where it started. I have a feeling that, you know, as the general manager gets hired, maybe he'll have some names. But that's something that, you know, it's not easy to find that person. You know, that, you know, it has to be the right guy. I don't care where he is. But I'm committed to finding that person.
6-10 last year, mm-hmm. consecutive non-winning seasons for the first time since Rich Kotite was here, the coach of the New York Jets. Injuries were crippling, Coach. I mean, if you look at Darrell Revis, Antonio Holmes, I always made the argument that if you take a team's top player on anybody's roster and then also take their top offensive weapon off their team, I think they're going to struggle. But beyond that, what do you think were the problems last year?
Well, again, I really think when you look at it, injuries, you know, just to dismiss it, I mean, it's really not fair because, quite honestly, we had double the amount of injuries we've had in any other season since I've been here. And you mentioned to Darrell Revis, to a Santonio Holmes, those are hard guys to replace at Dustin Keller plays half the season. You've had, you know, we did have multiple injuries and things like that. And obviously that hurts your team. But, you know, we have to get better play out of the quarterback position. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, you know, whether that's Sanchez or, you know, whoever, the play has to get better.
With that being said, do you think Sanchez can be successful in the National Football League again?
Well, again, I certainly thought Mark could be successful in this league, and that's why, you know, as an organization, we drafted Mark. We felt that he had all the tools necessary. I still feel he has the tools, you know, necessary to be successful. But, again, you know, will he be our starting quarterback? I have no idea that right now. You know, there's things that are, you know, that we need to get done first, and obviously hiring an offensive coordinator would be the first thing as far as on the field that we need to look at and how he's going to fit in the, you know, to that system.
Right, and then Tim Tebow, of course, you guys traded mm-hmm. for him last offseason. I know it didn't work out the way anybody envisioned, whether it was Tim, you guys. He is under contract. That's a decision you guys will have to make going forward with the new GM as well.
Well, absolutely, and that's why when you look at it, you know, well, is Tim Tebow going somewhere? Well, I mean, I can't answer that question because obviously there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. Number one, the general manager, then the offensive coordinator, and you look at you know, is he a guy that you think could be successful in the new system and things? And I think that's what you really look at.
Let's take a fan question right now for Jets head coach Rex Ryan. This comes in from Johan all the way from Denmark, Coach. You got fans everywhere. Wondering what you are targeting in the draft first round. Obviously, you got to go through free agency before that. But I know a lot of folks are asking similar questions because obviously you've hit on a couple defensive guys, players in the last couple first rounds of Muhammad Wilkerson, who looks to be an emerging star. Quentin Coples had a real nice rookie season. But with the offensive deficiencies, do you think maybe this is the year in the first round you go back to that side of the ball?
Well, I think, you know, first off, I think you're probably asking the question to the wrong guy. I think our general manager obviously is going to be heavily involved in that and ultimately makes that decision. So we'll see. You know, I think we're all going to be excited about, you know, not just that pick, but several of our picks. But that one in particular, when you're picking, we're not accustomed to picking that, you know, that high up in the draft. But I'll be excited to see the young man that we pick.
How about this one coming in from Paul for Jets head coach Rex Ryan? Please ask Rex if he's going to do all he can to keep Landry and DeVito. Obviously, those guys scheduled to be unrestricted free agents, and they both had, in my mind, career years. Mike DeVito, he goes under the radar, but he played tremendous for you guys this season. Laron Landry, you made that acquisition quietly in the offseason, and a lot of folks were like, well, this guy's injury prone. You're probably only going to get 8-10 games out of him. Instead, he's going to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
And you, as a guy who've had so much success on the defensive side of the ball, you got to love having players like that on your roster. So it's going to be interesting decisions there.
Well, it will be, and certainly you'd love to have both those players back, but we're not going to be the only team trying to get those two players, that's for sure. And in particular, you mentioned Mike DeVito. I think Mike had a tremendous year for us, and he's certainly not a guy that's under the radar anymore. Everybody will know about Mike DeVito, and Laron Landry has just had an absolute monster year for us. His hits and everything else, he was exactly what we wanted when we got him, but he's going to be, you know, really tough to get, and certainly know there's going to be a lot of suitors out there for him.
Well, let's go back to your coaching staff for a moment. Continuity, are you worried about it at all? Because on the surface, you have going to have three mm-hmm. new coordinators.
Right.
But if you take a look inside that, Ben Kawika is going to be your special teams coordinator. He's familiar with you. Obviously, he's been here. And your new defensive coordinator could come from downstairs as well, right?
Very much so. I think there's, you know, but we'll look internally and externally. But I think we all know the answer to that one. But you know, when you look at it the way I'm taking the approach, that this is an absolutely new beginning, that we will build that chemistry of the coaching staff and everything else. And what I believe is going to be a group that's going to be together a long time. And that's how I'm looking at this.
All right. If Dennis Thurman happened to be the next Jets defensive coordinator or any team's defensive coordinator, what kind of qualities would DT bring to the table?
Well, it's interesting you bring his name up. You know, here's a guy, when you look at his career, here's a young man that played 9 years for the Dallas Cowboys, okay, one of the all-time interception leaders and everything else, All-American player at SC. He never missed a game when he played. He missed one practice his entire career. So it's just, you know, he's an amazing guy that way. The success he's had as a football coach is almost equal to that he has as a player, and maybe more so. I'm not sure if there's anybody else that can lose Darrelle Revis, who arguably voted by his peers as the NFL's best defensive player. Let him go down after two games and still end up second in the NFL in pass defense. That tells you everything you need to know about this guy. I mean, he's a developer of talent. He's a guy that can coach the tough player. You know, he can do all those type of things. About as smart a guy as I've been around. Understands the game, both from a former player perspective and a coach, everything else. Commands his presence. He's a commanding figure in the meeting rooms. Everybody respects, you know, Dennis Thurman. So whoever's fortunate enough to get him as their defensive coordinator has got a tremendous coach.
And Mike Pettine, you experienced a lot of success with him for the past decade. Obviously, you two, very tight, and tremendous success, like I said. But do you think he might be able to get more accolades elsewhere, maybe, underneath one, escaping your shadow? Because, listen, folks in the National Football League know you're a defensive genius.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I'll say this. Mike Pettine is a tremendous football coach. And, you're right. I mean, we spent over 10 years together, and we're almost like brothers. Like, that's the kind of bond that we have for each other. I think it is important for him to be a head coach, and that's his next step. He really has nothing to prove as a defensive coordinator. He's proved it. But if he goes somewhere else, you know, can he do it from outside of whatever, my shadow or whatever? The answer is going to be absolutely will. But I think he'll have a better chance to be a head coach, and I think he's going to be a deserving guy. I think he's going to be a tremendous head coach.
Are you worried that he's going to the Buffalo Bills?
That concerns me a little bit. I don't mind telling you. I'm like, look, Pat, go to all these other teams, but don't go in the division. And I know Mike, you know, I think if he had his preference, he would stay out of the division as well.
And lastly, what has been the past 4 years like with Mike Westhoff?
Oh, I love Mike Westhoff. It was really an honor for me to coach with Mike, and he taught me so much, and really his... a pioneer of special teams, a guy that, you know, I know there's no Hall of Fame for special team coach, but he'd be one of the guys who'd be the top of that list. In his confidence, his swagger about him, I just love Mike. And he's a guy that, you know, that I feel very close to, and I'll be close to for a number of years.
Are you eager to start this thing again, get down to Mobile with the scouts, take a look at some of the senior talent, then go to, obviously, Indianapolis in the combine and get rolling?
I can't wait. I mean, I really, as Bart Scott would say, I can't wait. And that's the truth. I can't wait to get going. You know, this has been a painful process, you know, going through the, you know, some of the changes that we made. But it's also an exciting time to be a New York Jet, and there's, you know, several changes that are taking place, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited about meeting some of the new men that we bring into the building, and like I say, it's a brand new start, and I can't wait to get this thing going.
And your relationship with Woody Johnson, you must feel pretty good, because after consecutive non-winning seasons, some owners might think differently, but he said, I trust my head coach. I have faith in him going forward. Better days are ahead.
Well, and that's exactly right. And I agree with Mr. Johnson, but I also look at the thing, like, I'm blessed that he's the owner here. He does believe in me. It's not just me believing in myself. You know, I know my owner believes in me, and that's fantastic. And I think that's why I get so energized. You know, I get pumped up and enthused through him, through the message he sends, that, you know, yes, he believes in me, that even though there needs to be change, he totally is committed to me, and that's all you can ask. And I know how much this football team means to Woody Johnson. I can't tell you how much it means to him. And I know in his heart he's doing what he thinks is necessary to build this team into a perennial winning football team. And so as a head coach, I just know how fortunate I am to be chosen to be his head coach.
Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.